business. Number 10, my father's business. Number 10, my father's business. We're trying to find out what Jesus really come here for. His father sent him here on his business. We're trying to describe his business. If you will, look at Luke 19 and 10. Luke 19 and 10. It said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Somebody or something was lost. He here to seek that which was lost. Man is lost. He got lost. Chickens, turkeys, cats, and dogs are not lost. But the human one that God made in his likeness, image, was lost. John 9. You will, John 9. It said, I must, 9 and 4, please, 9 and 4, 9 and 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. It's day, but the world was dark. He said, as long as I'm here, I'm the light of the world. We ought to shine for Jesus while we have a chance. Shine for him while we have a chance. You can believe this if you will, but I told you, the majority of the human race don't really know what Jesus come here for. Amen. They don't know about his father's business. They don't know what he really come here for. And my brothers and sisters, man put himself in an impossibility situation that he could not get his own self out of. He put himself there. God didn't put him there. He put himself into something that he wasn't able in no possible way to get his own step out. Put him there. He put himself in a lost and a blind position. Spiritually lost from his God and from home. Notice what I said now. He got spiritually lost from his God and from his home, spiritually lost in a dark spiritual world, lost from his God, the one that created him. He got lost from God and he got lost from home. Only thing about Mary and Martha, that's my main scripture, only thing about them, they knew how to get back to their physical house. But they couldn't even go back there until they go back and find Jesus. They had to go back there and find Jesus. But thank God for his written word. Most of the whole Bible is trying to tell mankind that he is lost from his God and from his home. This whole Bible trying to tell us something. We ignoring it. We ignoring the most important part. It's trying to tell us something. We got lost. And some still lost. Some will never be found. Lost from his God and his home. Satan, Lord have mercy, offer God this whole world. I said the devil. Offer Jesus this whole world. Why? Because he's in the flesh. And it feel like that the world is dark and Jesus didn't know his way back home, plus didn't know his own God. Watch the devil. Watch the devil. The devil told Jesus, if you fall down and worship me, I will give you the whole kingdom of the world. But the devil really didn't know who he was talking to. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord, thy God, and him only shall thou serve. In other words, I may look like I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I know who I am. I know what I come here for. I come here to do my Father's business. And when you don't know no better, since the devil's saying that you don't got lost, he know you're lost from home, but he trying to tell you, I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm your God. But when you don't know no better, you find out that Jesus come here to help us out. He come here to help us out. Thank God for Jesus. Satan doesn't care. This is very important right here now. Listen to this now. Satan doesn't care how you read the Bible. Just don't understand that you are lost and don't want to be found. He know you're lost. Read the Bible all you want. Just don't get no understanding of it. The devil still got his hand around your neck. And we got to understand that. And we must understand something else. We must understand the devil knows the Bible like everybody else knows the Bible. Just like he will quote scripture, Jesus will quote scripture, he knows the Bible already. And sometimes folk want to prove something. I know the Bible, but you don't know who made you yet. Anybody can read it, but do you know what you read? Do you have the right understanding? The devil don't care if you read it. Just don't get no understanding about what Jesus come here for. Right. What do you care about you reading the Bible?
All right.
A lot of folks in church read the Bible. Right. Some folks just study the Bible just to know they all go over something.
You're right.
Some folks study the Bible to lead other folks astray. But they never really met who they read about yet. Oh, let me say this. Oh, boy. See, when you recognize who Jesus is and he come into your life, you going to change. I don't care how you read the Bible. I said, you going to do what? Change. Clyde and I was talking this morning. We get here early, you know, and he got to talking about how bad he was. And I joined in with him, how bad I was. But we met somebody. I said, but we met somebody, and his name is Jesus. And when you meet him, you don't be the same no more. You don't meet him accidentally. You're going to know you met him. And Clyde went far enough to say, if I cuss. And Clyde used to do some cussing. Now he said, I knew what with Clyde. You can hear Clyde mouth all over the plant. All over the plant. He get his leg and put it on top of his neck. And I mean, he can do all that. Get that leg and put it all on top of his neck. He can kiss his toes and all that kind of junk. But he'd be cussing. But one day he met Jesus. See, not matter how bad you are, all of us bad. You can be bad, but you ought to meet yourself some Jesus. He said, if I cuss Reverend Walker again, I'll give you $100. I said, I'm going to get that. I'm going to do something to you to make you cuss. But what he done, he said, if it's not in you, it can't come out of you. In other words, you've been what? Changed. Read the Bible all you want to read, but if you hadn't changed, you haven't done nothing yet. If you got your same old mean attitude, you haven't changed yet. The devil reads the Bible. Just to argue the Bible. It ought to be a change. Everybody say change. Bless his holy name. So, Jesus come here to what? Change. Satan know it. But so many folks don't what? Know it. God Almighty. Satan don't care how you read the Bible. Just don't do what he said. He still got his foot on your neck. I met a fellow years ago and many years ago, and I said, man, I knew him. I said, man, when you going to change, man? I see you, you're drunk and all around the street, yum. Guess what he done, y'all? He had a New Testament. Pull it out and show it to me. See, remember what I got? What you got it for? All right. Ain't no changing. What you got it for? Read it. Do what it said. That's what got man in trouble. He disobeyed. But when you obey, that's what changed the man. Right. And the whole Bible, right now, the whole Bible, just about the whole Bible, just trying to tell man he is what? Lost. From Genesis to Revelation, when you messed up from the rest of the Bible, it's all going to kind of show us one somebody. Jesus. Read your Bible. When Adam messed up in that garden, from that day to this one, the rest of the Bible can't tell you how to get out the mess. All the stories in there trying to tell you you're in a mess. You got to see that what we are in, what? A mess. And this is what Jesus come here for. He come here to get us out of this dark world. He sent his son here. And we got to hear his son. His son come for us. Come deliver us from this dark world. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus' mission was to do the will of his Father. Notice Jesus. Jesus was sent from heaven to give our eyes some spiritual insight in a dark and evil world. Because we got lost from home and from our God. We got lost from home and our God. For instance, if this is heaven right here, we came down here in the dark and got what? We lost. We don't even know how to start to go back home. Heaven that way, I'm going this way. Heaven that way, I'm going over here. Heaven that way, I'm going back yonder.
Yes, sir.
We lost. We bump into one another. Lost. Don't know which way to go in a dark world. We lost from God and lost from our home. Just what Jesus come here for.
to show us the way back home. He didn't come here to kill you. He come here to help us. This is the Father's business. He said, I'm to do my what? Father's business. And this is what he come here for. My brothers and my sisters. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus' business is to seek and to save us and not to kill us. Even those who running from him, he still love you. A lot of folks, what? Running from the law. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm so glad I'm saved. You ought to be thankful that you're saved. You ain't got to run from the Lord. You're running to the Lord now. Bless his holy name. So now, don't run from him. Don't never run from him. Paul, read something from me right quick. Look at Matthew 18. Start at the 11th verse and then read that 11th verse. Go to 21 and 22. Watch Jesus. Lord Almighty.
For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
Yeah.
For then came Peter to him.
Yeah.
And said, Lord.
Lord.
How oft shall my brother sin against me?
Yeah.
And I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
That's 400 and how many times? 90 times. Peter jumped up and said, how often shall we forgive a man? Seven times seven? Jesus, seven times 70. That's 490 times a day. Not a year. That's right now. Think about it now. Think about it. 400. This man keep on stealing my whatever at my house I don't want him to have. Well, somebody said chicken. Well, he keep on stealing my chickens. Every time he get one, I'm got to what? Well, after a while, he's going to have all of them. Well, we're trying to get to what? Understanding. God want us to know, I'm not going to count the time. Just be willing to what? For. Don't worry about counting the time. Just be willing to do what? Forgive. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God loved you. That's how much God loved me. I didn't come to hurt nobody. I come to forgive man of his sin to let him see he lost. And he need a Savior. God Almighty. God, you talking about somebody who loved you. He already proved that he loved us. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes when we get tired of doing wrong, everybody said doing wrong, we have to do like that cares. Put forth some effort to see Jesus. Know what I said? We got to do what? Put forth some what? Put forth some effort to see Jesus. Don't you have folks say, well, if God wants to save me, he ought to come on. See, all that kind of thing. You got to put forth some what? If you want to what? See you. Watch that kid. He was a little short fella. So, maybe you don't mind me using your husband, do you? About a little fella, kind of like me, probably, you know, the short fella. But he was rich. He was rich. All right. So now, watch this now. But he wanted to see Jesus. He was short because He wanted to see Jesus. He figured he was so short, and Jesus had a great big mother to follow him, and he had no hope of seeing Jesus. But he wanted what? He had to put forth on what? That's one thing about the Lord. He know if you want to what? I said he know if you want to. And if he know you want to see him, he going to go out his way to see you. You can't be sitting around, the Lord know where I am. Yes, he know where you are. But do you want to see him? The Bible says he ran and climbed up a sycamore tree. Probably limb that reaching out like that over the road. And he didn't know Jesus was going to talk to him. Crowd going on, and Jesus knew he was there. He said, come on down, boy. I see you up there. Watch now. Watch now. He carried him to him. I said, I'm going home with you. He went home with him, and the whole house got saved. If you bring Jesus in your house, he had just about saved the whole house. He was a little crook. He'd take money. You know, back in them calculators, they cheat folks. But watch that. But when he met Jesus, and Jesus came into his life, he said, Lord, I'm going to pay folk double for what I don't cheat them out of. Because I've been what? Changed. He changed you. You don't be the same no more. If you always stealing chicken, well, now you've been changed. You don't steal no more what? Chickens. Because you've been what? I don't met. You got to put folks on what? Did y'all remember that lady had that issue of blood? You see how she sold everything trying to get well? But she got worse and worse. She went to the hoodoo doctor. They couldn't help her. The seven-haired sisters, I heard, they couldn't help her. She spent all she what? But she heard. Now that won't make me happy. But she heard. See, instead of talking about mess all the time, you all tell somebody about Jesus. But she messed around and heard. She heard about a doctor. Don't charge nothing. She heard about a doctor. Don't give you no restriction for to get no headache tablets. When Jesus, Lord have mercy, can I say this, Paul? When Jesus come to town, when they have heard about Jesus, his record was out. When he come to town, guess what happened, y'all? The doctor told tell the nurses, y'all going home. I heard Jesus in town. He don't charge folk nothing. And he will them. But that woman heard about Jesus. Whoever convinced her, they convinced her enough to say, if he that tough, can I say tough? If he that good, can I say good? If he all of that, I just can just touch the hem off his gum. I wouldn't have to go to him and touch his flesh, but I just can touch his gum. I believe I'll be made whole. She could have been sitting home like that. Like, I ain't going. I ain't going. But she had to get up, make some effort. And when she got there, she still had to press her way. Right. Telling the folks, get back. I'm got to go in here. Move back a little bit. I'm got to get back. Excuse me. That's what somebody said. Excuse me. Heard somebody say, excuse me. I'm got to get in here and touch his gum. She touched his gum. And she was made whole. The blood dried up immediately. All right. When you meet Jesus, you don't have to wait till next week to get well. He gets you well moment right now. faster than fast, quicker than quick. So you got to press your way. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm just trying to help somebody. Thank God you're saved. I'm trying to help somebody who's saying that I want to get saved, but ain't putting no effort and fault to get saved. But you got to put forth some effort if you want to really see Jesus. Jesus is the God that to worship. He the only and true God. So she put forth some effort to see Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, Satan doesn't care, again, how you read the Bible. Just don't see Jesus. I mean it. Just be ignorant of Jesus. God, we like to read things. You know, he turned water into wine. He need to turn you over, turn me over. You get my point now? See him that you need him. God Almighty. And when you look at Mary and Joseph, watch this now. Mary and Joseph, they were on their way back home. Watch this now. On their way back home, went a day's journey, and they missed Jesus. Watch this now. When they missed him, they went back to Jerusalem. They didn't find him immediately. You know how long it took before they found Jesus? 3 whole days. 3 whole days. They put forth what folks on what? They want to find Jesus. They couldn't go back home until they find Jesus was the only one holding them back. And so many folks trying to go to heaven without. That's what he come here for, to get us. We don't live home. Jesus come here to carry us back home. And bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, man, eternal life is too important to look over Jesus. We take him too lightly. Don't you think we take Jesus too lightly? We take him too lightly. That means when you talk about Jesus, I'm talking about mean business, you can talk about him all you want in here. Because this is what we come here for. I don't mean to harm y'all when I say this. God knows I don't. I recognize politicians and all that. But if you don't watch yourself, they'll come in your service and take the whole service and leave Jesus aside. Don't mean a bit of harm, politicians. Thank God for them. We pray for you. But I don't have it because it's Jesus' time now. We come here to worship Jesus now. And if you want to stay after service, fine. But right now, we got to talk about Jesus. We come to worship him. It's about him. And the devil don't want you to know him. Know everything, but don't know Jesus. So this is what Jesus come here for. He come to see about us. He come to get us. And my brothers and sisters, God has fixed it so and made salvation to be impossible without his son, Jesus. I said he done fixed it and made it impossible without his son, Jesus. You can't have salvation without. Ain't no way possible. See, God put salvation out the reach of man. When I say out the reach, you ain't got no way to deliver yourself. Salvation means deliver. You ain't got no way to deliver yourself. Salvation means you've been delivered from the hand of the enemy. And man ain't got nothing, no formula, no kind of way that they can go over God's plan. They go back to him. He got to go through Jesus, and Jesus Christ is his only way to get back. Heart of mine. Only way. No other way to get back but through Jesus Christ.
Salvation is something impossible for man to do on his own. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Watch this now. I can take my time here, buddy. Salvation is something you can what? See. Check it out now. Salvation is something you can see. Stand still and what? The salvation of. So how am I see it then? It means deliver. Watch the impossibility. The impossibility was that Pharaoh and his army was behind them. The Red Sea before them. Where are they going now? It got to be a miracle. It got to be something man can't handle. It got to be something man can't do on his own. Impossible. You don't have no army. You don't have no gun, no sword or nothing. And you going to fight Pharaoh's army? You don't have no ship, no boats. You can't float on the Red Sea, can you? You can't swim across, can you? So then what? Possible. But Moses said, stand. And what? And that's what salvation is. Same thing about us. See, when you say you've been saved, folks thought there'd be some change in you. What are they going to see, Reverend Walker? See, let them see that you're not what you used to be. Well, I used to get drunk on Friday and Saturday night and come home Sunday night, just go to work. Wasn't it? See, let your wife know you don't change.
All right. You're right.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
See, it's something you got to what? See. Salvation is something to see. Well, let's back up, though. Let's back up. We're talking about impossibility, what man can't do. Watch Moses. Moses, when he met God, y'all know the story. He was in Canaan. He had got driven out. He left Egypt because he had killed an Egyptian. Now he in Canaan. Here, Moses see the mountain smoking and often he won't see what on that mountain. The Lord led him to go up there to see, and when he got there, he heard a voice. Moses, pull your shoes off because the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Watch Moses. Moses knocked him off his feet, but he done what God said do. He pulled his shoes off. He told Moses, I hear the cries of my people in Egypt. I hadn't forgot them. I want you to go down to Egypt and bring my children out of Egypt and worship me on this mountain. Listen to what he said now. And worship me on what? This mountain. Evidently, he going to come what?
All right.
That's a guarantee. You go what? Come. But watch Moses. Who am I? Who am I to go down and fight Pharaoh to bring your children back? Who am I? Oh, that's something to think about. You just do what I said.
All right. That's right. All right.
What you got in your hand? I ain't got no but a rod. Throw it on the ground there. And when you throw it on the ground, it started like a snake. Like a serpent. And Moses jumped back. Could you hear God say, don't be afraid. Pick it up again. Catch it by the tail. And pick it up. It comes to a rod again. I'm got to go down to Egypt. Ain't got nothing but a rod.
All right.
And bring these children back with nothing but what? A rod in my hand. If God give you something, you got everything you need.
Yeah.
Now watch this. I ain't through with that yet. Watch this. Because we ain't got enough time. Watch this. And Moses said, well, they're going to ask me. He didn't want to go. He was scared to death. They're going to ask me, what's your name? He said, tell them I am that. That's a strange name. Tell them I am that I am. I never forget many years ago, been over about 20 years ago now. I'm quite sure this Arison, she's not here, but I was up doing a revival in North Alabama, and I was there in the hotel. I said, Lord, I don't read this Moses 3, and I don't read this, and I don't preach it. But what that really mean? I don't look it up in the Hebrew. Still ain't got it yet. God knows I'm not lying. I still don't have it yet like I want it. I'm not satisfied. So, Beverly, from the depths of my heart, I heard a voice plain as day said these words. Said, I am that, and stop. And when I said, I am that, my eyes popped open. That bed, I'm that. That door, I'm that. This flow, I'm that. Everything you see is that to God. I'm that. Everything you see, that Pharaoh, that. I am Pharaoh, I'm that. The Red Sea, I'm that. I'm going to put you in the lounge then. The lounge is that. That lounge is mine. That, I'm that lounge. He on the lounge. You just do what I said. Let him throw you where he wants. So what you do, you just go and go what you want to do. And lay down. The lounge said, I'm going to be your pillar because I'm that. I'm going to put you in the fire funny. Don't worry. I'm that fire. Everything you see is that to God. He owns everything. We don't own nothing. Everything belongs to him. Don't fire supposed to burn you up? Y'all standing mighty slow. Doesn't fire burn folks up if they get in it? Well, watch this. Watch this. I'm that. Now, watch this. I'm that. Now, Hebrew tell us that God is a consuming what? Fire. Well, how can fire burn up fire? Up that fire. You just tell them my name is that. I am that. That's all you do. God of mine. Y'all know the story. But I want to get to the Red Sea. God of mine. Watch the folk mumbling, grumbling. Jesus said, stand, God said, stand still, Moses, and see. Watch what he gave Moses. Yeah. Look what Moses still had. His head, he had that same rod. Uh-huh. That same rod. Same representing Jesus, this same rod. Yeah. Got to the Red Sea. Lord, I don't know what to do. The folk mumbling and grumbling. I don't know what to do. What you got in your hand? Nothing but a rod. Well, stretch it out then. I gave you all you need before you left. You just do what I tell you to do. Because I am that. When he spread the Red Sea, when he stretched the rod out, the sea spread just like that. It's something that man can't handle himself. All right. Salvation, I'm trying to see, salvation is impossible for man to do for himself. All right. Just like they can cross the Red Sea, God had to do that. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So you can see a difference when a man been changed. I say you ought to see a difference when a man been changed.
Y'all ain't saying yes enough for me. I said it ought to be a different when a man says he done changed. That's not a problem. We don't want the what? Change. But it ought to be what? A different. Salvation makes a difference. I've been changed. I've been delivered from the hands of the enemy. The enemy don't control me now because I got God controlling me now. So you got to have some effort. You got to want some effort. But salvation is fixed. Whereas it's impossible for man to have it without Jesus. Can't get there. I send him that just to get you from where you are. God Almighty. Just when he come here, my brother and sister, he come to get us and to carry us back home. Now, Paul, read John 14 and 6 for me. God Almighty. I know we don't read it. This what happened to us. I read this last week before last week. That's what happened. We read it one time. You had to keep on reading things. I know this. No, you think you know this. I got this. You ain't got nothing yet, some of us. Just read it, Paul.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
I'm the way.
The truth. And the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
No man. I'm what? The way. See, we read that all the time. We've heard it so many times. We think we got it down pat. What is he really talking about? All right. We got to find out what God talking about here. I'm the way. I'm the way from where you come from to get you back. I'm the way. I'm the way back to heaven if you want to go back. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm sent here for this, to show you the way, because you're in a dog world and don't know how to get back.
You're right. You're right, Pastor.
I come to show you the way back, because nobody else can help us. Nobody. Gabriel can't come back. He can't come tell us nothing. Well, Michael can't come back. The devil already messed up. I'm got to send my son, Jesus.
All right.
To show you are lost. He come to show us we lost. That means the world is dark now. We the light of the world. See, we got to show folk what gets you back, of he done something for me. Since he done it for me, well now, I can tell you it's what.
All right.
Can somebody bear with me? Doesn't it work? No, y'all ain't gonna. It's not enough of hand claps. A little 5 or 6. No. Look like I'll get a witness that it works. It works. You gotta know for yourself, it works. Nobody perfect, but boy, the thing you used to do, you don't do no more, some of it. It changed your whole attitude. It's easy to say, I got Jesus, but you hadn't changed nothing. I go to church, the devil be at church every Sunday. Folks got to understand that. You all can see salvation. Salvation is something you can what? See.
All right.
So this what he come here for. Folks don't really know what Jesus come here for. God Almighty. Paul, go to Matthew for me. 28, 18 through the 20th verse. Boy, if I've got to get happy myself. Because I know what he done for me. He done it for you too, some of you. Well, bear with me, Whitney. He able to do it. That's what he come here for. We got to know what Jesus really come in this world to do. He come to change us. But he come to carry us back home because we in a dark world and we don't know how to get back. That means the devil always telling us what to do. What to do. This religion, that religion, this religion. But God said, oh, you better listen to the word of right. God. The devil got a religion too.
Amen.
He got a lot of them. God no, he doesn't have but one. And that's Jesus Christ. Read, Paul.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Hold right there. Look what he said now. He come here saying, I got what?
All power.
Now, you don't have to go look it up. Ain't no more, ain't that right? You can look up in the Greek, Hebrews, what you want to look at, but ain't no more nowhere. I got all power. Power. Everybody fighting for what? But I got it. That's mine. That's mine. I got it. I got all power in my hand. God of mine. All of it. The Father has gave me every bit of it. Heaven and what?
Earth.
I got it. Read, Paul.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
God Almighty.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Watch this now. For he told you to go anywhere, I want you to make sure you know I got what? I got all. See, before I tell you, give you some orders, I'm going to let you know I'm going to send you off somewhere.
That's right.
I'm going to send you out. You're going to meet some wolves. You're going to meet some snakes and everything there. You're going to meet all of that. But I want you to know I got what? Because I'm going to send you out somewhere.
That's right.
I'm going to send you in the world where folk don't care nothing about Jesus Christ. You got to go in and tell them about Jesus. But I want you to know I got all power.
That's right.
And if you see a wolf coming, all you got to do is just tell them, you belong to that God said he got that. Oh, you one of them that's. God owned that.
That's right.
I own all the that's. I own everything. So I'm going to send you out now to witness me. I want you to know before I send you, it's no more power nowhere. Now go. That's what God told Moses. Moses kept on bringing excuses. I can't talk well. All that kind of blah, 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 blah. But Jesus said, come now.
All right.
Go. Moses still was scared.
All right.
God got angry with him. Get yourself on down now. When you got to face the world. And there were folk out there, when you got to face the world, make sure you know Jesus who owned the world. If he send you out, stand still, he will fight your battle for you.
That's right. Amen.
The world is in my hand. Just do what I said. Teach. Teach all. Tell them what I said. They ain't going to like you all the time. See, that's the very reason we trying to preach sometime and teach sometime to try to be popular.
All right.
Ain't no popularity in this thing.
That's right.
Jesus doesn't have celebrities.
That's right.
You want to act like when you're getting out your mind, but tell folks what? The truth.
All right. That's right.
Tell them the truth. You just tell them the truth. And when you tell them the truth, you done what I said. That's not on for me, but you too. If you've been born again, you just tell folks what? Not dogmatic, but just what? Because you love them. I got all power in my hand. Now go and baptize. Tell them about me. Teach them about me. Baptize them in the name of the Father. Now watch. You hear folks say, well, you're baptizing in the wrong name. You said baptizing in the name of Jesus. You ain't got said for. Do what the Bible said. If you won't baptize in Jesus, if you really saved, won't be baptized in Jesus' name, go and be baptized. Water don't save nobody anyway.
That's right.
If water, God Almighty, will save folks, I have some big, strong men to make them go in the water and baptize them. But water doesn't save nobody. Oh God, this God thing. Salvation is something we can't handle ourselves. Watch this now. I don't mean a bit of harm, y'all. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you the truth. You can get a little baby, just come out the mother womb, get a little baby, and now you go and tell the priest or whatever, put a little water on top of head. He say, that's not salvation.
Catalog
that is not salvation.
40.
This child got to know what he doing. If that was the case, God have mercy, every time a member have a baby, I said, doctor, can I get my group up there? Put a little water on top of the head. They say, that does not save nobody. You got to answer to God by yourself. By yourself. God Almighty. So the devil got a lot of things, food and folk. But get the truth while you know the truth. Because when you leave here, it's over. I said it's over. Not over with your life. Somewhere you got to meet God somewhere, but it's over on this side. So Jesus said, I got all power in my hand. Read the next verse, Paul.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Why not teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you? And then what? Low. He didn't say high. Low. See, low on your high, everybody on your side. But when they put their foot on your neck, I'm still with you. When you're feeling down, I'm still with you. When you get discouraged, I'm still with you. I'm with you until the end of the world. And when Jesus said amen, that means it's so. We got to believe in God will do that. From the depths of my heart, I say he'll do that. If he promised to be with you, he's going to be with you. Moses didn't want to go, but he went. But when you do what he said, yeah, you have opposition. The devil going to be there. Give you somebody if you're doing what Jesus said. So, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Teaching them to observe, that means to look into all things. All right. Look into all things. Whatsoever I have commanded you. And then, lo, I'm with you always. The bad one went by 5 more minutes. And my brothers and sisters, it's only one name. Everybody say name. Amen. Only one name. And his name alone can save a person from hell. That is Jesus Christ. Nobody else. Paul, right quick, look at Matthew 17, 1 through the 5th verse. And then we're going to close. Matthew 17, 1 through 5. Now listen at this. Good.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart.
Yeah. Read on, Paul.
And was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with them.
Yeah.
With him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
Yeah.
If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles.
Yeah.
One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Yeah.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Watch this right quick. Watch this. God pick those 3. They go up on a mountain to see something they never saw in their life. Jesus turned himself inside out. They saw the glory of the Lord. They got so excited. Peter trusted said, he's so excited. He didn't mean no harm. We're going to make 3 tabernacles. We're going to make 3 little books. We can serve him in one, Elijah in one, and then Moses in another. Boy, Can I say this? Let me say this, y'all. KC God sitting down just relaxing. And when he messed around and said that, he jumped up. This is my son.
All right.
You don't put nobody up there with him. You don't put Elijah. You don't put Moses. Nobody else. Hear ye him. Notice now. His cloud overcried all of them. Shadow over all of them. Let them know the big boss peeking now. You don't know what you're saying, Peter. You don't put nobody up with Jesus. Nobody matched Jesus. Because you don't know who he really is. He is God. He took flesh upon himself.
All right.
Nobody take his place. You don't put nobody match with him. Nobody. Sometimes you hear some religious that Moses, Jesus, and the devil was brothers. That's the biggest lie you ever got out of hell. Now, that lie come totally out of hell.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He the only, hold on, mercy. He the only begotten son. As a matter of fact, he became the son of God. He is God.
That's right.
Folks, they don't know who Jesus is. He is God. He the word of God. All this in here is his word. When he lied to them, said, and when all them Ezekiel said, they said, and the word of the Lord came unto me. Who you think he was talking about? Jesus. And the word of the Lord came unto me. It was Jesus. He the word of God. Jesus' word is his original name, word. Capital W. That's his original name. He the word of God. You had to shake up Peter then. You don't know what you're saying, boy. Overshadow them. Look what it said. Hear ye. I ain't got nobody to talk to you. Hear ye. But I heard a voice. What voice did you hear? Watch this now. If it does not match what I said in him, that's the devil talking to you. Stop getting tangled up. I heard a boy. What boy did you hear? Well, see if the boy is matching what I said in here. If it's different from what I heard, it was the devil talking to you. If it go against God's word, it was the devil. That's what's wrong with us. We want to hear something. The devil talk to us every day. He'll give you a dream. He'll give you a vision. You think it's God because it's white. I got a white robe on. The devil got white robes on. Bro, may ain't know you're back there. May God bless you, brother. Bless your soul. So he come here to carry us back home. Because nobody else is qualified. This is what Jesus come in the world for. I want to let, you know, I know we saved some of things. I'm talking to the unsaved folks. If you're on the radio, I'm on the radio. I'm on the internet. You don't know who getting saved. My job is just bring the gospel. If you're saved, thank God you're saved. Jesus, come back here, coffee, love you. It's going to be up to us. It's up to us. You got to want to be what? Say. Put forth some what? Effort. Don't let folks jive you. Watch the devil. The devil tell you, good to go to church. Just go to church.
All right.
That's the devil talking to you. You just go. You tell me, they're doing like that because see everybody's doing the same thing. There's some real folks standing up for Jesus.
Right.
Don't you let nobody fool
That's
you.
Right.
It's some real folks standing up for Jesus Christ. So they'll tell you all that stuff. The devil just be jibing you when you talk like that. Because he wants you mess around there and die out of Christ.
He know he got you. He know you'll be staying with him throughout eternity. He know that. He know that. So he wants you to have doubts in God's word. This cannot lie. They ain't found a lie in it yet.
That's right.
They can come up with all they want to come up with, talk all they want to talk. I dare you to read this and read it prayerfully. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I'd like you to get by yourself sometime. Folks who got a little doubt, get by yourself sometime and mean business. And say, Lord, open your scripture up to me and mean business. Cut your TV off. Turn the television off and all that. Get by yourself. Get in a quiet room and just read. God will give you some stress and knock you off your feet. That folks who got doubts. Who got doubts. I'm so glad I'm not boasting, I ain't bragging. I don't have to go to the bookstore to get no message.
All right.
I get the message he give me.
Right. Yes,
I mean that. God know what folks need. And in time like these, folks need to know what Jesus really come here for. Because we're putting Jesus in the trunk, putting him in the background, putting him everywhere. They're getting rid of Jesus. Jesus will give you the message. Not to tickle nobody else, but to help you. And at this time, folks need help. They leaving Jesus out of every, out the home. Well, out the school. Well, I don't know, he never been in the school, but you know, okay, but she said, we taking prayer out of school. Well, they don't took it out the church.
That's right.
Very few churches have prayer meetings. That's where you get some results when you pray and mean business. I declare it would from the depth of my heart. I declare it would. Pray all the time. Pray all the time. Pray all the time. I mean, when I say pray all the time, just pray, 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 pray. No. I'm finna close now. I'm finna open the door to church. I ain't bragging on myself. Yeah, watch. See, sometimes you get ready to go to bed. I pray through the day too. Now I'm gonna use that for an answer, because we can pray at night before we go to bed. Say your prayers, you know. Sometimes you don't watch TV all night, just about. You're sleeping. You go tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. No, okay, thank you, Lord. Go on, you hit the bed, you know. Because you're sleeping. You're tired and sleeping. Yeah, Lord, thank you for and get to bed. You ain't prayed 3 minutes. And jump up like you don't done so. Let me tell you what I learned to do, Joe. If I be up late, I pray early. Try. You know, I kind of pray early. I pray around about, if I'm at home, 6 or 7. Stay there long. I'm not sleeping. Nothing, just praying. Now, if I want to watch TV or study, I can. If I'm studying, I get sleepy, I already done what? Give him some quality of time and what? Prayer. You tired. You sleepy. Watch the edge of the night all night. How the world torn. You, my six sisters, all that kind of stuff. He come to save us. Jesus come in this world to save us. Don't you never forget that. He come to get us out of this world and take us back home. You ought to want to go back home. Not to go with the devil. The devil going home too, but not where we going. And everybody turning Jesus down and going where the devil going. His home already prepared for him. God already fixed it for him where to go. You don't have to go. But Reverend Walker, why? Jesus come to help you. Ain't no more hope for the devil. No more hope for the devil. No more, it's him. He already been sentenced to go to hell, to the lake of fire. And everybody that failed to give his life to Christ go to the same place where he go. Unbelievers. Let us all stand.
I done told y'all that. I'm telling you again. I don't want to go to heaven. I'm on my way now. But I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed. I know it may sound crazy to some of y'all. You may not understand some of you. God knows I don't. From the depths of my heart. Have you ever been on a job, Brother Adam, and you look back and make sure after you worked a little while and get back and see how it look? You want to see things pretty, don't you? If you see something need to be moved, you go over there and move it, don't you? Then you get back and watch again and see how it look. You shake your head, that look pretty good. I used to clean up folks' yards when I was a boy. Cut the yards and clean around the flowers. I like to go back and I stand when I get through. But the way I like to see, is it looking pretty good? I want to please myself too. I'll see something ain't right. See some more grass, man. Pull that up. God called me to be a pastor. From the depths of my heart. He know it. You can't fool him. I put my hand on the Bible. I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed. He put me over peoples. I want to. I'm not bragging now. You want to carry some saints home with you. God put me here as a pastor to watch over and feed folks' souls. Watch over them. Got to watch over them. Got to watch also. Because the devil always present. I want the saints that I pastor go to heaven. I know all saints are gone. But those that may not be saved, make sure you get saved. God Almighty. You talking about a time. We're going to have a time in the Lord up there. Hallelujah. Don't you want to go to heaven and see some of the folks that you know? How you doing, baby? Oh, girl. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, look at here. Yeah, girl. Can I say it like that, y'all? Want to meet them. It was rough, but we made it. The devil got in your way, but God kicked him out the way. And you what? You made it. You made it.